our town and country office national. They've got your home or business office sorted. 258 Halifax Street.
Triple M. The Furious Five.
It's time for the most groundbreaking quiz to hit the airwaves.
I do not believe it. I do not believe it.
Two callers ballot out by answering five questions. The one with the most correct wins. It's time for the Furious Five.
The Furious Five.
Well, Bern, it's a much-loved segment, this one, and we're going an all-star on a Friday here on the Rush Hour, and we've got two wonderful gentlemen that will go head-to-head. This will be a brutal quiz, and we'll introduce the Adelaide Crow superstar and Tex Walker. Good afternoon, Tex.
One gentleman, one not so. Well, the other one's a bit of a mess, I think.
And your father, who we'll catch up with later on in the show, Mr. Tim Vince. Good afternoon, Mr. Vince.
How you going? You want to be on your toes, Tex?
Whack already.
Okay, we've got five questions. Call your name out first if you know the answer. If you get a correct answer, 1 point. If you don't get it right, it's a minus point. There is no lifelines. No lifelines?
No lifelines.
No lifeline. listen to the questions intently and enjoy, gentlemen. Enjoy. Did you get all that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Say something.
Am I against you, Tex, or you go?
No, you're against Tex. Oh, this is a shambles.
He's not saying, mate.
All right. Remember, call your name out first if you know the answer. Bernie Vince, question number one, please.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
On what date does the first test kick off at Adelaide Oval?
Tex.
Tim.
Tex Walker.
7/8 of December.
Yeah, that's
right.
This is
incorrect. Friday, the 11th of December.
No,
it's not.
It's the 7/8.
That's what I've got on. That's what I've got on the paper,
Jared.
It's been changed, so give me 2 points for that.
Tex has got the correct answer.
Nah, that was right. That's right.
1-0.
But hang on. Oh. This is a bit like the American election.
What? Still going?
Yeah. No. You know,
they go.
He says the right that he's wrong, and who's counting? And anyway,
our producer got the question wrong. But Tex, it's 1-0. Burn number two, please.
Number two, righto. Here we go. What is there more of a chance of? A. Greg Blewett going a week without getting a spray tan, or B. A roast at Jars's place?
Tim,
Tex,
Tim, Vince.
A roast at Jars.
Yeah, because that would never happen.
Yeah,
it will never happen. Well, have you been, Tex?
To whose?
Jars is for a barbecue. Are you listening?
I'll cook a pork rib.
Who's that? You wouldn't have been able to spot your ribs for a fair few years.
Okay, it's 1 point each. Burn question number three. This is going well. Tim Vince v. Tex Walker.
Right. Now, I've got a spelling question each for you.
I'm out.
So, who said out?
Tex.
Tim. All right.
Here we go.
Tex, you go first. Now, your word is a word that's probably never been used to describe you.
Oh, God.
Intelligent.
I'm going to start off with a capital I.
Yes.
N-T-E-L-L-I-G-E-N-T.
He's cheating. He's
intelligent.
That's
correct.
And I'm a bloody intelligent fella.
He went IT, didn't he?
No, I think, that was a test run. So this is his real word.
He got it right.
You missed the end.
The Crow support. This describes the Crow supporters about the Crow season this year. They were embarrassed. Spell it quickly.
Is that for me or your dad?
Tex.
Embarrassed is E-M-B-A-R-R-A-S-E-D.
Missed the R. No, he hasn't. He's blown it.
He's got it. He's got it.
All right.
I think
now,
he got
what's
it.
Your dad's word?
So dad's word is...
Dog.
Work.
Shit.
What? Harvest. H-A-R-V-E-S-T.
Dad's word is... Kelpie.
K-E-L-P-I-E.
That's 1 point each.
That's 30 breeds over there. Right.
So it's 2-2. Bird, right, question number four.
True or false? Tex and Bernie cried their eyes out together
Tim.
In the Alma car park.
Tim.
True.
Yeah.
How can it be 2-0 when that was question four?
Yeah, I thought that too. That was 2-0. That was question five. I've just knocked you off.
You know what? That's a very good question. Jars, can you answer that? Answer. Spell answer for me, Jazz.
A N S W E R.
Well done. Right. Well, can you answer my question?
Can Jazz count to 10?
He doesn't have to. It only goes to 5, and he can't do that.
Congratulations.
No, there's one more question.
No, there's another question. No, there's another question. He could tie.
It's 3-2 already.
Yes.
Who top scored with the bat in the T20 Bushfire Appeal Showdown earlier this year?
Oh. Tex.
Tex Walker.
I did.
No.
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 No, you didn't.
He's a Port Adelaide player.
Yes. Hamish Hartlett.
No.
Hamish didn't.
Oh, didn't he?
You're not in it, Jars, remember?
Oh, okay, I did.
He's a former captain.
Travis Boak.
Oh, yes. Tim Vince wins 4-2.
4-2 in a five-question quiz. How's that?
Well, I still don't know how that worked, but we got there.
Congratulations, gentlemen. What have they won, Hato? Anything?
Oh, yeah.
Google Home?
Yeah, a Google Home, but I mean...
Dad wouldn't know how to hook that up.
I mean, there were
Wi-Fi?
Winners.
Is it Wi-Fi?
There was a Bluetooth? Winner, but it's not really what you call a victory, is it?
Well done.
Hey.
You got to take what you can get these days.
Yeah, a Google Home. So we're going to send that out to your dad down the York Peninsula. It's all on wireless and you don't even have to do anything. Just talk to it. Thanks, mate.
I'll tell you what you can do is put it on the truck with my Centurion Sheepyard.
Oh, there it is.
Plugging. Plugging.
Tex, how are you feeling?
It's a joke, really.
What do you think of the way Jars runs his quiz?
Absolute basket case. It's worse than Billy Brown. It's
not a basket case. Our Town and Country Office National. They've got your home or business office sorted. 258 Halifax Street.